请先翻开圣经以西结书十三章。
Let's first turn to the Bible, Ezekiel chapter 13.
请我们把圣经的红线放在以西结书十三章的部分。
And we could put a bookmark here on Ezekiel chapter 13.
因为我们最近的读经进度呢已经达到以西结书十二章十三章。
And because our Bible reading has reached Ezekiel chapter 12 and 13.
那我们来看以西结书十三章的第二节。
Let's read Ezekiel chapter 13, verse 2.
我们可以从第一节念它吧。
Let's start from verse 1.
以西结书十三章的第一节。
Ezekiel chapter 13, verse 1.
主的话临到我说，第二节
，verse 2，
人子啊，你要说预言，攻击以色列中说预言的先知，对那些本己心啊，随着自己的心发预言的说啊，你们当听主的话。第三节
，verse 3，
那主神如此说啊，愚顽的先知有祸了。他们随从自己的心意啊，却一无所见。第四节
，verse 4。
以色列啊，你的先知好像啊荒场中的狐狸。第五节
，verse five，
没有去阻挡破口，也没有为以色列家重修墙垣，使他们当神的日子啊在镇上站立得住。啊，那这段我们有几个重点啊。
And there are a few points within the section.
啊，第一个是假先知。
And first is the false prophets.
那圣经怎么形容这些假先知呢
？And how does the Bible describe these false prophets？
啊，说是好像荒场中的狐狸。
And he said it says that they're like the foxes in the desert。
啊，因此我们今天要学习的就是为什么假先知啊被称为荒场中的狐狸。
And so we need to learn today why are the false prophets called the foxes in the desert？
那我们可以从当中学到什么教训？
And how can what can we learn from it?
啊，为什么会成为狐狸
？And why are they called foxes?
啊，狐狸就是比较不好听的。
And foxes maybe somewhat derogatory.
啊，是比较负面的评价。
And it has a negative connotation.
啊，假如有人告诉我们说啊，我们是狐狸啊，那我们听起来一定是很不高兴的。
And if somebody called us a fox, we may be offended.
因此啊，这个狐狸啊是比较负面的评价。
And so a fox has a negative connotations.
所以我们要来学习为什么假先知哈啊被称为是荒场中的狐狸。
And so we need to learn why are the false prophets called the foxes in the desert.
那他们本来是要做些什么事情啊？那就是没有去做，才会被称为是狐狸。
And what did they do to be called foxes?
啊，不但是狐狸，而且是荒场中的狐狸。
And not only are they called foxes, but they're called foxes in the desert.
那我们对狐狸呢，都啊，大概大家都看过狐狸。
And we may have all seen a fox.
啊，没看过的话，电视上也可能看过。
And if you have not seen it, you may seen it on TV.
那狐狸呀，啊，根据他们的特性啊，是狡猾，而且是多疑心呢。
And foxes are sly and they're scheming.
啊，他们事实上是很聪明啊，也很小心，很有这种警觉性的。
And they're very smart, but they're also very cautious.
啊，但是呢，根据这个狐狸的预言啊，这古希腊的预言哈，我们也看过这种书哈，我们就知道他还是很贪心的。
We have heard story, old Greek stories about foxes, and we know that they are greedy.
啊，比如说大家听过哈。这个狐狸啊，它要想进到一个葡萄园里头。
And for example, we have heard that a fox will like to go into the vineyard.
因为它肚子已经饿了好几天了。
Because he has been hungry for many days.
啊，它就很瘦，因为饿了好几天。
And he was suffering because he was hungry for many days.
所以它都有一个小洞啊，它就钻进这个洞里头，走到葡萄园里啊，就吃了很多的葡萄。
And there was a small hole, so he was able to go through it, and he ate a lot of grapes.
因为好几天已经没吃东西了，所以就一直吃，一直吃，到吃到自己都很胖。
And because he had not eaten for many days, so he ate and ate and became fat.
结果他想赶快出来呀，不然的话可能会被主人逮住了。
And he wanted to come out quickly, or else he would be caught by the master of the vineyard.
可是要出来，经过这个小洞的时候，发现自己哇，又太胖了啊，不能够钻进这个小洞出来。
And when he tried to come out of the vineyard, he found that he was no longer able to fit through the small hole he came in through.
所以只好在瘦身，在不吃哈，那等饿了几天，要消瘦以后，他才能够从这个小洞逃出来。
And so he needed to restrict what he was eating so that he could slim down and come out of the hole.
啊，所以他是很表示贪心呐。
And this means that he is greedy.
啊，饱了就好了，为什么要一直撑，一直撑啊？而且吃了好几天。
And it would have been enough when he fulfilled his hunger, but he continued to eat.
那另外一个故事。
And another story.
说有一只狐狸啊，跟一只乌龟啊在抱怨呢。
And there was a fox that complained to the turtle.
啊，抱怨他的家里啊总是有一股很臭的味道。
And he complained that in his house there was always a foul smell.
所以他怀疑啊，这个家老是不干净啊。
And so he suspected that his house is not clean.
所以他就搬家。
And so he moved.
搬家以后还是发现，哎，屋子里面怎么又有一股很臭的味道
？And after he moved, he still has this foul smell in his house.
要跟乌龟抱怨。
And so he complained to the turtle again.
啊，又搬家。
And he moved again.
也是一样，发现这个屋子里有一股臭味。
But he continued to discover that there's this foul smell in his house.
又跟乌龟抱怨。
Then he complained to the turtle again.
乌龟啊，就说话了。
Then the turtle said,
说可能啊，不是别人的问题啊，是你自己的问题啊。
And the turtle said, it may not be an external problem, but a problem with yourself.
是因为你自己身上有一股臭味，不是家的问题。
And this foul smell may be your own odor, and it's not from your house.
所以不是别人的问题，是你自己的问题。
So it's not somebody else's problem, but it's your problem.
啊，所以这两个故事啊，就是告诉大家。
And these two stories tell everyone.
狐狸啊，总是指着别人啊，怀疑别人的错。
And the fox will often blame others for wrongs.
同时他也是贪心的。
And at the same time, he's also greedy.
那我们来看一个圣经的故事，怎么来说狐狸。
Let's turn to a Bible story that describes a fox.
路加福音。
Let's turn to the book of Luke.
路加福音十三章。
Luke chapter 13.
路加福音十三章的三十一节。
Luke chapter 13, verse 31.
路加福音十三章三十一节。
Luke chapter 13, verse 31.
正当那个时候，有几个法利赛人来对耶稣说：“离开这里去吧，因为希律想要杀你。”那三十二节。
32.
那主耶稣说：“你们去告诉那个狐狸说啊，今天、明天我赶鬼治病，第三天我的事就成全了。”三十三节。
33.
那虽然这样今天、明天、后天，我必须前行，因为先知在耶路撒冷之外，上边是不能的啊。那这里是提到希律啊，想要对耶稣啊杀害。
And here it says that Herod wanted to kill the Lord Jesus.
那耶稣怎么形容他呢
？And how did the Lord Jesus describe him?
他像狐狸。
And he called him a fox.
那为什么主耶稣哈说希律是狐狸
？And why did the Lord Jesus call Herod a fox?
因为他是多变的
，because he's often changing。
因为他有疑心啊，他其实啊内心的疑心，可是他可能表面上也可以对耶稣很好啊。
And he has suspicions in his heart, and he may appear outwardly nice to the Lord Jesus。
所以当主耶稣被卖被抓的时候
，and so when the Lord Jesus was taken，
那希律啊，他对主耶稣的教训很感兴趣。
And Herod was very interested in the teaching of the Lord Jesus.
对他所行的神迹奇事也很感兴趣。
And he was also interested in how the Lord Jesus performed miracles.
所以就想要听耶稣说些什么故事。
And so he wanted to hear stories from the Lord Jesus.
但事实上他是想要对耶稣下手的人啊。
But at the same time, he wanted to cause harm to the Lord Jesus.
但是他表面上可以做得很好。
But on the surface, he may appear to be good.
所以为什么这里提到耶稣说啊，今天、明天、后天，我必须要往前行。
And here the Lord Jesus said, today, tomorrow, and the third day, I will continue to go forward.
意思就是一个对比，很强烈的对比呀。
And this is a big contrast.
希律是多变的，就像狐狸一样。
That Herod is often changing like a fox.
不但是多变狡猾，而且是多疑心。
And not only is he often changing, he's sly and he's also suspicious.
但是主耶稣他是永不改变的。
But the Lord Jesus will never change.
虽然自己吃亏啊，自己要被受害，但是他仍然往前行。
Although he is about to have harm come upon him, but he will continue to go forward.
主耶稣还特别强调啊，已经说过一次，今天、明天我还是一样会做医治、赶 医治啊赶鬼治病的工作。
And he says, today and tomorrow I will continue to heal and cast out the demons.
他继续说啊，今天、明天、后天，我永不改变的，一直要往前行啊。
And he says, I will keep going today, tomorrow, and the next day.
啊，他不会因为自己吃亏啊，自己要伤病，啊，自己要去被钉十字架。而有所改变他的心智。
And he will not change his mindset just because harm is about to be caused upon himself and he is about to be nailed on the cross.
所以他跟希律是个很强烈的对比。
And so this is a great contrast to Herod.
一个是多变，一个是永不改变的。
One is often changing, another will never change.
当然我们因为主的时候不改变，他才能够成为我们一个依靠的对象。
And because the Lord never changes, so that he can become an object that we could depend on.
那希律他是多变的，就不是被依靠的对象。
And Herod is often changing, so it's not somebody we can rely on.
大家请看路加福音二十三章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 23.
路加福音二十三章。
Luke chapter 23.
第八节。
Chapter 23, verse 8.
路加福音二十三章第八节。
Luke chapter 23 verse 8。
希律看见耶稣啊，就很喜欢啊，因为听见他，因为听见过他的事，就已经想要见他，并且指望看见他行一件神迹。第九节。
Verse 9。
于是问他许多的话，耶稣却一言不答。第十节。
Verse 10。
那祭司和文士都站着极力的告诉他。十一节。
Verse 11。
啊，极力的告他啊，十一节。那希律和他的兵丁就藐视耶稣啊，戏弄他，给他穿上华丽的衣服，把他送回比拉多那里去。十二节。
Verse 12。
那从前希律和比拉多彼此有仇，在那一天呢、啊，两个人就成为好朋友了啊、哦。你看，本来是仇敌啊，那一天就成为好朋友了。
And here we could see that they were enemies before, but now they become friends.
因为利益的所在。
And because of a benefits that they can garnish.
一天呢就可以变化。
And so in one day he could change.
就是没有原则。
And he doesn't have much principles.
啊，没有真理做根基啊。
He doesn't have the truth as his foundation.
啊，所以我们再看回来以斯帖书里头的故事。
And so if we turn back to the story in the book of Ezekiel.
啊，那个假先知啊，就被称为是狐狸啊。
And the false prophets are called foxes.
因为他们只是顾着自己的利益啊，要讨人的喜欢。
Because they're only looking for their own benefits and to please man.
他们做事情啊，没有真理的原则。
They don't have the foundation of the truth in the things they do.
啊，可是只是讨人喜欢。
And but they only seek to please man.
他都不管这些以色列百姓的灵性。
And they don't care about the spirituality of the Israelites.
没有考虑到神的旨意。
They did not consider the will of God.
没有考虑到他们自己本身的责任是到底是什么。
And they didn't consider what their own responsibilities are.
也就是把人啊带到神的面前啊。
And that is to bring man before God.
可是要把人带到神的面前啊，就是必须要警戒他们，要警戒以色列百姓。
And in order to bring man before God, they need to warn the people of Israel.
因为当时以色列百姓很多人呢、啊、都已经离开神。
Because there are many Israelites who have already departed from God.
但是那些假先知呢，却是按照自己的意思，也不寻求神的意思，也不读圣经啊，不了解神的旨意。
Yeah, but the false prophets only went according to their own will, not according to God's will, and they did not understand God's words.
凭着自己的感觉。
And through their own imaginations.
啊，凭着自己的所好啊，来传达神的旨意。
And through their own will, they relayed the will of God.
啊，当人们喜欢另外一种道理的时候，他就改变了另外一种道理呀。
When man likes another kind of teachings, they will change their teachings.
因此，那些假先知也是多变的。
And so the false prophets are often changing.
只顾着自己的利益。
And they only care about their own benefits.
因着圣经啊，称他们是荒场中的狐狸。
And because the Bible calls them the foxes in the desert.
那为什么会变成荒场？
And why is it the desert?
啊，假若狐狸在一片绿油油的草坪上。
If a fox is on a green pasture.
那也不错啊。
And this is not bad.
啊，但是被称为是荒场中的狐狸。
But they're called foxes in the desert.
那为什么会成为一片的荒凉？
And why would it become a desert?
我们请看利未记啊。
Let's turn to the book of Leviticus.
旧约圣经的利未记。
Let's turn to Leviticus.
利未记的二十八章。
Leviticus chapter 28.
利未记二十八章十四节。啊，对不起，二十六章。
Leviticus chapter 26.
利未记二十六章。
Leviticus chapter 26.
二十六章的十四节。
Verse 14.
十四节。
14.
你们若不听从我，不遵行我的诫命。十五节。
15.
厌弃我的律例，厌恶我的典章，不遵行我一切的诫命，背弃我的约。十六节。
Verse 16.
我答应你们就要这样。所以假如是不听神的命令，那神要怎么对付他的百姓呢？
If you don't listen to the words of God, what will he do to you?
那谈了很多，我们就直接来看三十一节。
Let's skip to verse 31.
三十一节，那我要使你们的诚意变为荒凉，使你们的众圣所成为荒场，连圣所都会成为荒场。
And even your sanctuaries will become ruins.
那所谓荒场就是没有人走到的地方啊。
And ruins is a place where no one will walk.
那本来是圣所，本是很多人要去朝拜、要去献祭的。
Originally, this was a sanctuary where many people come to worship and give sacrifice.
那现在怎么会变成荒场？
And what will become a ruin?
因为大家不遵守神的诫命。
Because people do not listen to the words of God.
大家不喜欢去献祭。
And people will no longer offer sacrifices.
所以当然就没有人往圣殿的地方啊。
Then no one will go to the sanctuary.
而且神就离开圣殿。
And God will depart from the sanctuary.
任凭人去践踏。
And so let people trample upon it.
任凭这些动物去践踏。
And let the animals trample upon it.
所以就变成了荒场。
And so it becomes a ruin.
住在其上的仇敌就因此诧异，连仇敌就会觉得很好奇啊，这本来是圣殿，本来是人要来敬拜神的地方，怎么会变成这个样子呢？
And even the enemies will be appalled that this sanctuary, what this sanctuary has become.
大家请继续看三十三节。
Let's continue to read verse 33.
我要把你们散在列邦中，我要把他追赶你们，你们的地要成为荒场，你们的城邑要变为荒凉。
And I will scatter you among nations and will draw out my sword and pursue you. Your land will be laid waste and your cities will lie in ruins.
再看三十四节。
Let's read 34.
你们在仇敌之地居住的时候，你们的地荒凉，要享受安息。正在那时候，地要歇息，享受安息。三十五节。
35.
地多时为荒场，就要多时歇息。地这样歇息是你们住在其上的安息年所不能得的，就是这些百姓他们不守安息年，他们不守安息日。
And the people did not observe the Sabbath.
所以人虽然在外面很成功啊。
And so we may be successful.
在外面他们可能做自己的生意啊，他们做自己的事情啊。
And they may be successful in their business and in their own doings.
可能日子过得不错。
And their life may be good.
但是他们内心呢已经荒凉了。
But in their heart is already laid waste.
因为内心没有神的话。
Because in their heart there is no words of God.
没有神在治理的话，就以自己的意思为中心了。
And when God is not governing your heart, then they will go according to their own will.
可能自己的内心就得不到平安。
And their heart may not receive peace.
所以就变成荒场。
And it will become a ruin.
这些假先知就是荒场中的狐狸。
And these false prophets are the foxes in the ruins.
那狐狸让他们不能够做什么好事情啊。
And the foxes cannot do good things.
这个狐狸是专门做破坏的工作。
And the foxes will cause destruction.
狐狸也很贪心啊，只是顾着自己的利益。
And the foxes are also greedy and they only care about their own benefits.
我们看狐狸它会咬很多的鸡啊，这些禽啊，这些飞禽鸟呢，还是小鸡啊。
And the foxes will hunt the small birds or chickens.
它会咬很多只哦。
And they will kill many birds or chickens.
但是呢，它都不吃它。
But he will not eat them all.
它很喜欢每只都咬啊。
And he will bite every one of them.
把它们咬死。
And kill them.
但是又不吃。
But he will not eat them.
它们会咬一只去其他地方，但是它也不吃。
And he will take one away, but he will not eat them.
所以只是贪心。
And he is only greedy.
所以被称为荒场中的狐狸是专门做破坏的工作。
And so the foxes in the ruins are causing destruction.
请看雅歌这个圣经中歌中之歌的雅歌。
And let's turn to the Song of Solomon.
雅歌书第二章。
And the Song of Songs, chapter 2.
雅各书第二章的十五节。
Song of Songs chapter 2 verse 15.
十五节。
verse 15.
要给我们擒那仆敌啊，就是毁坏葡萄园的小仆敌，因为我们的葡萄正在开花。我们看，连成熟啊，结出成熟的籽粒都还没呢。
And before the grapes are even harvestable.
哎，就进去破坏的。
And the foxes will come and cause destruction.
还不是大狐狸啊，是小狐狸。
And it's not the big foxes, but the little foxes.
所以小狐狸它从小就知道怎么去进行破坏的工作。
And so the little foxes know how to cause destruction from a young age.
啊，破坏这个葡萄园呢
？They will ruin the vineyards.
说葡萄园按照圣经呢，哎，叫做指着神的家。
And the vineyards in the Bible refers to the house of God.
哎，就是代表着我们教会。
And that represents the church.
所以狐狸啊，就是破坏神的教会。
And the foxes will come and ruin the house of God.
那荒唐中的狐狸啊，啊怎么啊，他们会变成荒唐中的狐狸？这是假先知啊，怎么会变成荒唐中的狐狸
？And how did the false prophets become the foxes in the ruins?
他们只会破坏啊，他们没有建设。
And they will only cause destruction. They will not build.
做一个不信的人。
So a person that does not believe.
圣经说这个不信这个刚硬的心啊，是会破坏人的信仰。
And so it says that the stubborn heart will cause destruction to people's faith.
啊，这些小狐狸他们虽然呢做的是小事情啊。
And although the little foxes will do little things.
因为他们很小啊。
Because they're small.
啊，但是呢，他们所进行的破坏啊，是慢慢信仰，也慢慢的。
But the destruction it caused was slow.
啊，可能大家平常看不出来呀。
And you may not see it with your eyes.
可是这些你看刚开花的葡萄。
But you see the vineyards are in bloom.
这刚开花的葡萄啊，给它毁坏一两株这个花的话，一两朵花好像看起来没有什么影响啊。
And if you only ruin one or two flowers, it may not seem like a big deal.
因为在开花的时候可能有很多的花。
Because when the vineyard is in bloom, there may be many flowers.
啊，当然这个葡萄花我是没看过哈。
And I've never seen the flower of the grapevines.
但是圣经啊是说啊正在开花。
But the Bible says that they are in bloom.
啊，就是说它有个过程啊，这个在成熟籽粒以前呢，就是有一个过程。那这个过程就给它开始进行破坏的。
And that is that there's a process before it bear fruits. Then before this process can take place, a destruction is caused.
但是这个主人呢，他非常的有警觉性。
But the master is very cautious.
他不因为这些小狐狸，他就忽略他。
And he did not ignore the foxes because they're small.
他不因为这些小狐狸啊，只是破坏这些花朵，他就忽略他。
And he did not ignore them because they're only ruining one or two flowers.
啊，所以这些破坏性工作虽然是很小，但是我们也要警觉性。
Even though this the destruction may be small, but we need to be alert.
因为现在这个小破洞啊，不去挡它的话，不去修补它，以后会变成很大的破洞，就很难补修了。
Because if you do not patch these small holes, then it will become a bigger hole that will be harder to patch later.
啊，所以教会的事情也是一样。
So it's the same way with the matters of the church.
要趁着还没有发酵、还没有很大的破洞以前，就要赶快给它挡住了。
And before it becomes a bigger hole, we need to patch them up.
不然以后的事情啊，会越难越处理。
Or else it will become more and more difficult to resolve.
这是历史上教训，也是告诉我们的。
And this is what history have taught us.
啊，所以我们一定要这个勇敢，这个勇气啊，去把这个小洞口给它堵住。
And so we need to have the courage to patch up the little holes.
啊，不要成为荒唐中的狐狸。
And don't become the foxes in the ruins.
那这些狐狸呢？嗯，只是看表面的哈。
And these foxes,
这是假先知啊。
The false prophets only look at the surface.
我们请看回来以西结书。
Let's turn back to the book of Ezekiel.
十三章哈。
Ezekiel chapter 13.
以西结书十三章的第三节。
Ezekiel chapter 13, verse 3.
第三节。
Verse 3.
主神啊，如此说：愚顽的先知有祸了，他们随从自己的心意啊，却一无所见啊。所以他们好像表面上啊，自己说啊，他看到了一些事情。
And outwardly, they may have said that they have seen certain things.
他看到了什么呢?
But what have they seen?
请看第十节。
Let's read verse 10.
因为他们诱惑我的百姓说啊，平安，其实没有平安。他们只是喊说啊，平安啊，大家的平安无事啊。
And they say peace when there is no peace.
啊，其实呢，是没有平安。我们再继续看十六节。
Let's continue to read verse 16.
说这抹墙的就是以色列的先知啊，他们指望耶路撒冷说预言。 为这城建了平安的意象，其实啊没有平安，他们只是一直喊着说平安的，大家没事啊，大家可以放心啊。
And they can continue to say that there is peace and there's nothing to worry about.
啊，不用献祭啊，因为都很平安呢。
There's no need for offerings because there is peace.
啊，不用再有什么追求。
And there's no need to pursue anything.
啊，反正大家都相安无事。
Because everyone is living in harmony.
啊，这是表面的。
This is only on the surface.
因为他们用那个炮还没有浸透了这些灰啊，在抹墙。
And they use the ashes.To put place on the wall.
因为他们在泡这个灰的时候，还没有搅匀哦，还没有搅匀，没有搅匀，就还有空气在里头哈，所以会有泡沫产生的。
And when they used the ashes, they did not mix them well, so there's still air within them, and this becomes flimsy.
那我们知道，假设这个灰你要有起泡的话，你抹在墙壁上，过一会儿它就掉了。为什么？因为它不实际啊，只是一个泡沫啊，它很快就会脱落的。
And so when they use this ash to cover the walls, it will be flimsy and will fall off quickly.
啊，刚开始的时候可能看起来是很漂亮。
In the beginning, it may look good.
啊，过没几天，它就剥落了。
But after a few days, it will start to fall.
啊，看起来就很丑陋了。
And will become unsightly.
啊，这些假先知呢，就是没有属灵的见识。
And so these false prophets do not have the spiritual knowledge.
因为他只是看到表面的。
Because they only see what's on the surface.
啊，所以我们教会作为这个教会的属灵的带领。
And so as spiritual leaders of the church,
我们要有这个属灵的见识。
We need to have spiritual knowledge.
一样的，我们也是不能够只看表面。
We can only look at the surface.
好像表面大家相安，我说大家都来聚会是很好。
And seemingly that everyone has come to church and this is good.
可是我们在信仰上要怎么来兼顾我们众弟兄姐妹？
But how do we secure the faith of the brothers and sisters?
让他们有神的话作为基础。
So they may have the words of God as their foundation.
把神的话很扎实的放在心里头。
That they can firmly place the words of God in their hearts.
啊，利用各种管道说，圣经说，我们将利用各种智慧。把神的百姓，这些主耶稣所拣选的带到主的面前。
We need to utilize all kinds of wisdom to bring the ones that are chosen by God before God.
所以要怎么带领教会也是要多用心思多祷告。
And so how do we lead the church? We need to pray more and think about it more.
要有属灵的见识。
And we need to have the spiritual vision.
不然的话也会变成狐狸中慌张中的狐狸。
Or else we'll become like the foxes in the ruins.
那这些假先知呢？他们怕得罪人呐，就不敢说哈，要怕麻烦呐，不想做。
And these false prophets, they are afraid to offend people, so they don't say things, and they are afraid of trouble, so they don't do things.
啊，请看十七节。
Let's read verse 17.
以西结书十三章的十七节。
Ezekiel chapter 13, verse 17.
十七，人子啊，你要面向本民中啊，从己心发预言的女子啊，说预言哈。那就是要对那些假先知啊说预言呢。
And that is you need to prophesy towards the false prophets.
我这个很有趣就是真先知要对假先知说预言。
And it's very interesting that the true prophets need to prophesy to the false prophets.
那这两种人都是先知啊。
And these are both prophets.
那谁对谁说预言，谁要听谁的
？Then who will listen to who？
那就看神哈，神怎么说。
And this is depending on what God says.
所以神就告诉以西结说，你要对这个假先知那样说预言，来攻击他们。
And the Lord said to Ezekiel, you need to prophesy against the false prophets.
十八节
，verse 18。
就说主神如此说啊，这些妇女有祸的，他们为众人的膀臂缝靠枕啊，给高矮之人做下垂的头巾，要为猎取人的性命。难道你们要猎取我百姓的性命？为立即将人救活吗？十九节，
Verse 19,
你们为两把大麦，你看两把大麦这是民生问题呀、啊。他们为了民生，为了自己的肚子哈，为了自己的利益，你看为了几块饼啊，好。
And for a few handful of barley, for a few scraps of bread, for their own benefits.
在我民中啊，亵渎我，对肯听谎言的民说啊，说谎，杀死不该死的人，救活不该活的人。所以这些假先知做的事情啊，就是瞒着自己的良心呢、啊。
And so these false prophets do things against their own conscience.
所以他们就是怕得罪人呢。
Because they're afraid to offend others.
啊，为着这个名声问题，为了他们自己的肚腹，为了他们自己的利益。
You know, for their own reputation, for their own benefits, and their own gains.
因为当时啊，这个假先知啊，不像今天有总会啊，他们是有总会直接发给薪水啊。
And these prophets do not receive a salary.
他们是从这个民众啊，当时没有总会，从民众这个百姓啊，要供应他们的日常生活。
And the people will sustain their daily lives.
那他们说这人家不喜欢听的话，好，大家都不想供应他们了。
And if they speak words that people don't like to listen to, then they will no longer try to make their living.
啊，那天做很多的馒头。
They may have made a lot of bread that day.
那本来是可以送几个馒头给他们呢。
They may
给这个先知。
They may be able to give a few pieces of the bread to the false prophets.
可是发现先知讲的话都是对着我讲，就是要批评我的样子。
But if a person finds that the prophet only speak against him,
好了，不给他了。
Then he may withhold the bread.
啊，先知就会饿肚子的。
Then the prophet will go hungry that
day. 哎，发现了怎么没有人送饼来呀？
He will discover that why is it that no one gives me bread?
好了，那只好讲他们所喜欢听的。
Then he will change and his message to what they like to hear.
所以我们要作为真先知啊。
And so we need to be a true prophet.
我们弟兄姐妹在教会里头就是要凭着爱心说诚实话。
And as brothers and sisters, we need to speak the truth with love.
就好像家里的人呢，为什么要说某句话，一定要考，要这个要讨他的喜欢呢
？And just like in the family, we may we will not speak words only to please others.
家里的人有话直说。
And within the family, we'll speak directly.
就像不要像假先知一样。
We will not be like the false prophets.
只是为了要讨好人。
To only speak to please people.
要是好像麻烦了，他们就不想做了。
And if there's if something is troublesome, then they will not do them.
因为有些事情要处理，的确是不容易去处理的。
Because some things may not be easy to take care of.
所以我们属于说是很棘手的问题，很辣手的问题。
And so we may say that this certain thing. Maybe sticky or troublesome.
啊，就不想去处理，就不想去做。
Then we don't want to do them.
啊，有些时候我们要用心来为了教会来设置一些让弟兄姐妹能够与神更接近的活动。
And sometimes we may need to design some activities to draw brothers and sisters closer to God.
那当这个在设计过程当中是要用脑筋的。
In the process of designing these activities, we'll need to use our brains.
我们不能够怕麻烦呢。
And we cannot be afraid of trouble.
那其实他们只是做例行公事哈。
And they only do things out of formality.
啊，只有外在的崇拜啊，没有实质的敬虔呢。
And they only have the outward worship, but they don't have a true faithfulness.
啊，这个在第十三章的第八节跟第九节的记载。
And this is recorded in chapter 13, verse 8 and 9.
啊，那么在神眼中的真先知啊，到底是要做些什么事情？
But the true prophets in the eyes of God, what should they do?
啊，这就是神也有指示哦。
And here God also has some guidance.
因为神已经说了要怎么做。
Because God has already said what we need to do.
可是这些假先知就是没有去做。
But the false prophets do not do them.
因为他们不愿意的付出啊。
Because they're unwilling to make the sacrifice.
啊，他们也不愿意受苦。
And they're unwilling to suffer.
所以神的心意到底是什么
？So what is the will of God？
啊，请看十三章第五节。
Let's read chapter 13, verse 5.
第五节
，verse 5，
说他们没有上去阻挡破口。啊，第一个没有阻挡破口。
And first, they did not repair the breaks in the wall.
那第二个哈，第二个是为以色列家重修墙垣，应该这个。你念的大概是第二个英文的顺序是不是跟中文一样？中文的意思就是说，阻挡破口那个破的洞啊，好像有个 gap 要把它补起来呀。
And first is that there's a gap, they need to fill the gap.
那第二个啊，重修墙垣。
And second, they need to rebuild the walls.
那这个墙垣呢，就是保护的作用啊。
And this wall has the purpose of protection.
那这样子才能够使百姓啊，在主的日子啊，在正上能够站立得住。
And so that they could stand firm in the day of the day of the Lord.
所以神眼中的真先知啊，就是要做三件事情。
And so the true prophet in the eyes of God needs to do three things.
第一件就是要阻挡破口。
And first is they need to fill the gaps.
那么第二个就是重修墙垣。
And second is that they need to repair the walls.
第三个就是使他们在磨难的日子能够站立得住。
And the third is that they need to allow them to stand firm in the battle on the day of the Lord.
好，那我们来谈这个第一个的破口。
And first is the gap.
那当然我们刚刚讲过了你小破口不堵的话，以后会越来越大这个洞会越来越大。
And we have said before that if you don't patch the small holes, it will become larger and larger.
所以我们有两种的破口。
And so there are two types of gaps.
那第一种是信仰上的破口。
And first is the gaps in our faith.
我们请直接看以西结书二十二章。
Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 22.
以西结书二十二章的三十节。
Ezekiel 22 verse 30.
三十。
Verse 30.
我在他们中间寻找一人，重修墙垣，在我面前为这国站在破口防堵，使我不灭绝这国，却找不着一个啊！所以神的旨意啊，就是要有人啊挡住破口啊。
And the will of God so that a person will go and fill the gap.
啊，那站在破口，第一个他要先知道破口在哪里呀。
And to be able to fill the gap, he needs to first know where the gap is.
假如站错地方的话，根本就是无济于事。
If you fill the wrong gap, then it will not help.
啊，站错地方啊，好的去站好的，那个破口他不站。
If he stands on the wrong place, and that's not where the gap is.
啊，可能也不愿意去面对那个破口。
And he may not be willing to face the gap.
这个意思就告诉我们说，要为教会祷告的。
And this means that we need to pray for the church.
啊，就像当时摩西就站在那个破口。
And for and just like Moses, who stand at the gap at the time.
啊，根据摩西五经的记载哈。
According to the Pentateuch.
摩西为了这些以色列百姓啊，经常是四十座位啊，伏在地上啊，祷告。
And Moses often prayed for the people for 40 days and 40 nights.
就是为着那些悖逆的百姓而祷告。
And he prayed for the rebellious people.
啊，说我们要怎么样？阻挡这个信仰上的破口。
And so, how do we fill the gaps in our faith?
就是赶快祷告啊。
And that is, we need to pray.
所以我们发现一间很会祷告的教会。
And so, if we find a church that often prays,
那破口就越来越少。
Then there will be few gaps.
有个弟兄啊，他啊做见证啊。
And there's a brother who had a testimony.
啊，他说他的眼睛啊有一些问题的，这个视眼膜破裂。
And he said that he had some problems with his eyes.
那这个视眼膜破裂呢，要修复是很难的。
And he has some breaks in his cornea. This is difficult to heal.
那后来他再回去复诊看医生，医生说，已经恢复了80%啊。
And then later, when he went back to the doctor for a follow up, he said that it'll already heal 80%.
连医生都说这个是一个神迹啊。
And even the doctor said this is a miracle.
因为是很难自己就会修复的。
Because it's very difficult for this to heal on its own.
啊，那位弟兄啊，他自己想说，其实他也没有什么特别祷告吧。
And the brother said thought to himself that he did not pray especially for this.
所以有个工人说，你怎么那么幸运啊，躺在床上。主也照顾你啊。
And a worker says to him, why are you so lucky that you just lay on the bed and the Lord will take care of you?
但是他后来辗转啊，听到一个消息，让他非常受感动，让自己觉得很不好意思。
And later on, he coincidentally heard something that touched him very much.
他说有位老姐妹啊。
And there was an elderly sister.
每天都播出半个小时为他祷告。
She prayed for him for half an hour every day.
他平常不知道。
And he did not know this before.
他是后来有一天呢，他辗转从另外一位弟兄知道，有位老姐妹在为他祷告，每天为他祷告半个小时。
And he found this out from a brother indirectly one day that this elderly sister was praying for him.
所以其实我们现在有可能很多弟兄姐妹在帮着我们祷告。
And there may be many brothers and sisters who are praying for you.
在站在那个信仰上的破口。
And they're standing on the gap of our faith.
可能我们不知道。
And we may not know this.
所以我们平常不要抱怨太多啊。
And we shouldn't complain too much.
其实很多弟兄姐妹跟着我们站在一起。
Because there are many brothers and sisters who are standing with us.
就是主耶稣跟着我们站在一起。
Even the Lord Jesus is standing with us.
所以我们在生活上碰到什么难题，有什么好抱怨的？
And so when we encounter difficulties in our life, what is there to complain about?
很多弟兄姐妹在帮我们祷告，只是我们不知道他们没有说而已。
And there are many brothers and sisters who are praying for us, but we may not know it.
他们正站在我们信仰上的破口啊，为我们祷告。
And they're standing on the gaps of our faith and praying for us.
那么第二种的破口
，And the second gap，
就是人际关系的破口
，is a gap between the relationship between man.
请看哥罗西书
，Let's turn to the book of Colossians.
哥罗西书第三章
，Colossians chapter three.
哥罗西书第三章
，Colossians chapter three.
第三章的十三节
，Chapter three, verse 13.
十三节。哥罗西书第三章十三节
Colossians chapter 3 verse 13
倘若这人与那人有嫌隙、啊、这个嫌隙就是破洞嘛这个嫌隙、啊、这就有个 裂口、啊、
And this grievance refers to gaps
所以人跟人之间的关系有些时候也会有破口
And so the relationship between man may sometimes have gaps、
啊、怎么办呢
What should we do?
所以要彼此包容彼此饶恕主怎样饶恕的我们你们也要怎样饶恕人、啊
okay, We need to bear with one another and forgive one another Forgive as the Lord forgave you
所以怎么要站在人际之间的破口呢
And so how do we stand on the gap between the relationship with man?、
啊、就是要包容、啊、要宽恕别人
That is, we need to bear with one another and forgive one another.
宽就是对别人很宽了，能够接纳他。
And to bear them is to be able to accept them.
一般的人是很难去接纳啊，去接纳那些曾经得罪我们的人。
And normally it's difficult for us to receive those who have offended us.
但是圣经告诉我们怎么去挡住这个人际关系的破口。
But the Bible tells us how do we stand on the gap of the relationship between man.
就是包容啊，原谅。
That is, we need to bear with one another and forgive one another.
没有第二个方法。
There is no other way.
那么第二个叫做重修墙垣。
And second is that we need to repair the walls.
我们知道旧约时代哈，以色列耶路撒冷首都的城墙啊，被敌人啊弄坏的。
And we know that in the past, the walls of Jerusalem was destroyed.
那就是要修理呀。
And that is, and then we need to repair it.
把被毁坏的墙垣重新再修补起来。
And to repair the walls that was once destroyed.
那为什么要修理呢？
And what do we need to repair it?
有城墙跟没有城墙有什么不一样？
What is the difference between having a wall and not having a wall?
那在古代这个城墙是一个保护的作用啊。
In the old times, the walls served as a protection.
所以我们现在也是要重修我们的墙垣。
And so now we need to repair our walls.
所以真先知的话就是要重修墙垣。
And so we need. So for us, we need to repair the walls.
也就是要保守我们的心呢。
And that is, we need to protect our hearts.
因为心啊是最重要的。
Our heart is the most important.
一个人的行动，为什么他会这样做？为什么他会这样想？为什么他会有这种态度？就是从他怎么思想开始的。
What a person does, what he says, and what he thinks, comes from his heart.
他怎么想就怎么做。
And what he thinks, he will do.
因为圣经说啊，这个。善行啊，是从善心发出来的。
And the Bible says that good deeds come from a good heart.
所以要先啊保守我们的心。
And so we need to protect our heart.
那圣经说哈、啊，这个我们请看阿摩斯书。
Let's turn to the book of Amos.
阿摩斯书第九章。
Amos chapter 9.
阿摩斯书第九章十一节。
Amos chapter 9 verse 11.
第九章十一节。
Chapter 9, verse 11.
到那日，我必建立大卫倒塌的帐幕，堵住其中的破口，把那破坏的建立起来，重修啊，重新修造，像古时一样。啊，这里提到大卫倒塌的帐幕啊。
And here it says the David's fallen tent.
那还有说要重新把它建立起来呀。
It will rebuild it.
那堵住破口。
And to repair the broken places.
他把那个破坏的墙垣重新修造起来。
And to restore its walls.
啊，这边特别提到大卫哈，大卫他当时呢的所建立的，现在已经破坏的。
And here mentions what David has built was destroyed.
那为什么提到大卫？
Why did it mention David?
因为大卫就是有个善良的心。
Because David had a good heart.
啊，可是后来的王啊，就是破坏了这个善良的心呢。
But later on, the king destroyed his good heart.
啊，只是争权夺利。
And he only sought after his own authorities and powers.
好，我们看啊，大卫他怎么善良。
And let's look at how good David was.
啊、大卫他当时很忠心的在服侍他的主人扫罗王。
And David at the time was loyal to his master King Saul.
扫罗王确实要追杀他。
But King Saul wanted to kill him.
后来他就到这逃啊，就逃到一个山洞里头了。
And later he fled and hid in a cave.
啊，那我们长话短说，其实大卫有两次啊，两次机会可以杀了扫罗。
And there were two opportunities where David was able to kill Saul.
但这两次他都没有杀害扫罗。
But he did not kill him these two times.
因为他尊重扫罗王是神的受膏者。
Because he respected that Saul was the anointed one of God.
所以他不敢去害他。
So he was not he was afraid to harm him.
所以大卫就是有个善良的心呢。
And so David had a good heart.
不然他的部下他就在手下说，这个是你的好机会，把他杀了。
Well, so those under him said that this was a good opportunity for him to kill Saul.
但是他不敢这样做，他以善报恶。
But he was not able to do this, and he repaid evil with good.
所以这个是大卫的善行，这个大卫所建立起来的一个墙垣。
And so this is the goodness of David and what he has built.
因为他有个善良的心。
And because of his good heart.
那后来碰到一个示每哈示每。
And
later
he encountered a person named Shimei.
啊，当大卫在逃难的时候
，and when David was fleeing,
啊，这个示每呢，哎，就一直作骂大卫。
And Shimei continued to rebuke David.
那大卫的手下哎，就建议说，他把他抓来审问一顿，把他害了。
And those under David said that we should capture him and kill him.
啊，可是大卫没有这样做。
But David did not do this.
啊，大卫也是以善来对待示每。
And David continued to repay evil with good.
没有以恶报恶。
He did not repay evil with evil.
相反的，他以善报恶。
And on the contrary, he repaid evil with good.
所以这个就是大卫的善心。
So this is the goodness of David.
这是大卫啊，他的城墙。
And this is the wall of David.
啊，就后来被破坏了。
And later, this was destroyed.
啊，被破坏以后就破坏。人跟神之间的关系。
And when this was destroyed, it destroyed the relationship between man and God.
因为神是善的。
Because God is good.
那没有善的话，就离开神了。
So without goodness, you would depart from God.
所以我们要有一颗善良的心。
And so we need to have a heart of goodness.
要重新修缘，重新啊，再把我们这个城墙修好。
And to rebuild this the walls.
那第三个就是在正上能够站立得住。
And third is that
在这个战场上啊，能够站立得住。
We need to be able to stand firm on the battleground.
因为人生啊，就好像是一场战争一样。
Because our life is like a battle.
啊，很多各种不同的战场。
And there are many different battlefronts.
我们在家有的时候可能也是一个战场啊。
Sometimes in our home, it may be a battlefront.
啊，家里面的自己的人啊，人际关系不好，这个啊，夫妻有时候吵架，还是说父母亲跟孩子吵架。
And the relationship in the family may have difficulties where the spouses or the parents and children are.
这关系啊紧张。
And the relationship may be tense.
有时候在公司上班也一样啊。
And it may be the same in our work.
啊，跟同事之间的关系处不好。
We may not get along with our colleagues.
这个公司啊，像一场战争一样。
And our office is like a battlefront.
那工作的战争。
And the battle of our careers.
我们说啊，这个职场像战场一样。
And sometimes they say the career, our career is like a battle.
商场也像战场。
And the business is also like a battle.
所以人生啊，就是一场的征战。
And so our life is full of battles.
有很多各种不同的考验。
And there are many different trials.
啊，不同的挑战。
And different challenges.
这个每一个人都有。
And everyone will have this.
从小到老都有的。
And from your old age, from your young age to old age, will continue to be with you.
啊，就是我到现在也有挑战呢。
Even now, I have challenges.
啊，但是呢，我们都要能够靠主。
But we need to be able to rely on God.
在战场能够站立得住。
That we may be able to stand firm on the battleground.
啊，就是要穿戴神的全副军装啊。
And that is, we need to put on the full armor of God.
啊，所以在以弗所书那里说，我们穿戴神的全副军装。
And so the book of Ephesians tells us that we need to put on the full armor of God.
然后才能够在磨难的日子，在磨难的日子站立得住。
And that in the day, on that day, we may be able to stand firm.
啊，所以我们要经常啊，我们来看看神的全副军装。
And so we need to often look at the full armor of God.
啊，要把它穿上来。
And put them on.
当他穿的时候，可能大家会觉得很重啊。
And when we put them on, we feel that it is heavy.
啊，碍手碍脚的。
It may be clumsy.
啊，大家在追求信仰过程当中啊。
In our pursuit of our faith.
可能大家会觉得有些地方很不方便啊。
We may feel inconvenienced by certain things.
很勉强啊，因为要努力嘛，要竭力啊，所以大家会觉得很勉强。
And you may feel that you are forced into certain things.
啊，可能在家里面享受 咖啡时间啊，想做看电视剧的时间呢、啊。
And sometimes we may want to relax with a cup of coffee or just watch TV.
啊，想做跟朋友聊天的时间呢、啊。
Or to enjoy conversation with our friends.
大家还要来教会啊，守安息日。
Instead, we need to come to church and observe the Sabbath.
但是勉强的结果就造，就是让我们能够跟神之间建立一个良好的关系。
And under this, when we force ourselves to do this, then we could.Build a good relationship with God.
那以后啊，在磨难的日子，哎，那个考验真的考验来了，我们就能够站立得住。
And in the future, when the day of suffering comes, then we can stand firm.
因为我们已经习惯了。
Because we're already used to it.
忍耐也忍耐的习惯了。
And we're already used to bearing these sufferings.
可能刚开始忍耐的时候，大家觉得很痛苦啊。
And in the beginning, it may feel very painful.
可是忍耐习惯了就好了。
But after you have forbeared for a long time, then you will be used to it.
就能够结出平安的果子。
Then you will be able to bear the fruit of peace.
啊，所以神对这个先知的要求是什么？
And so what is the requirement of God for the prophets?
要独当破口。
That is, he needs to stand in the gaps.
重修墙垣。
And to repair the walls.
在磨难的日子，大家都能够站立得住。
And that to be able to stand firm on the day of the Lord.
啊，就不会变成荒场中的狐狸。
Then we will become the foxes in the ruins.
啊，这个勉励我自己也，大家互相做勉励。
And this we encourage myself and also for our mutual encouragement.
啊，再来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
500首啊，500。